Welcome to Random Radio. I'm your host, David Bolander, and thanks for listening in. So, for you new guys, every week we discuss a random topic, whether from a listener like you or my choice. This week we're going to be talking about the importance of information. Now, before we begin, I'd just like to remind you that any opinions shared on this show are just that, opinions, and most of what I say is actually opinions, so don't take anything I say overly seriously, but yeah, enjoy the show. So, to start off, I'd just like to say that not all information is good, not all information is bad, right? In fact, our entire society basically runs off of information, right? Especially in the U.S. By the way, this episode is 100% unscripted, so I'm coming up with this stuff on the top of my head, though I did kind of premeditate the topic. But anyway, so information. Information is very, very important, right? I'm conveying information to you, right? I'm conveying the fact that I'm conveying information, right? Because, so, information is, it's honestly kind of like the currency in the modern world, right? And that has been made very, very easily accessible through the digital world, right? And the virtual world, in the computer, right? And the internet and all that stuff, it just helps out with platforms like YouTube, where we can convey information to our audiences, or Spotify, where we can convey information, right? We've even set up entire systems online, like the World Wide Web, to just convey and gather information for consumers, right? But anyway, one of the bigger things about information that I hear a lot and that I understand is that not all information is good, right? Like, I don't know. There are a lot of things that are just not good to hear about, but like the fact that you hear about things that are happening in Ukraine, right? Things that are happening out of your country or even in your country that are just bad. Those are bad things to hear about, but it's information, and it's things people need to know, right? But also remember that there are some very good sides to information, right? Like, oh yeah, we are, one of the bigger things that I'm remembering right now, just, in United States history, basically, we actually ended up fighting and winning, a battle against, Britain after our treaty with Britain was signed, right? Simply because we couldn't convey information fast enough, right? Like, the letter to the general got to him, like, a day after the battle had been sent and said, hey, you don't need to fight the battle. We just made peace with Britain, right? But yeah, information is very important, and it can even decide the fate of many, many lives and people, right? It's just, honestly, information is so integral in anywhere from like ancient to modern to postmodern times, right? It's just so integral. It is so important to us, right? Even, you know, the spreading information is an amazing thing, right? One big thing is actually the school system, right? Or the education system, right? You go to a place for hours for basically your full-time job, at least for anywhere high school level and below, and you go there just to gather information, right? And to implement it into your life and into your brain, right? That's literally, we have an entire portion of the government assigned to do that, right? Isn't that just a crazy thought? I don't know. Information is just, now that I'm thinking about it so much more than, information is just so, so important. It's just like, I don't even know. It's so amazing. But, as I was talking about earlier, there are some very bad parts of information, but there are also some very good parts, right? And information is also an interesting topic just because, like, if you're talking about things like mental health, right? Basically, it's hard to convey that in person, right? I don't know. It's a hard thing to convey and to talk about, But it's something that really needs to be talked about, right? Mental health is very, very real. But yeah, I don't know. Like, I watch YouTube, I read articles all about mental health, right? It's just crazy. It's crazy how much I think about mental health, especially since I've gone through depression. I've gone through all sorts of crazy things that you couldn't even imagine. But like, mental health, it's important, and I know that, and I understand that, and I understand that not everybody thinks that, right? I don't know. This is mostly related, but one of the biggest ways to spread information nowadays, and I think I mentioned this earlier, is YouTube or Spotify or something like that, right? Or even podcasts like this, right? It's an amazing way to spread information, and it's just crazy. And actually, I'd like to really quickly just shout out honestly my favorite mental health YouTubers, Psych2Go, and I'm gonna link their channel in the description of this video, audio, whatever, wherever you're listening to it. I'm going to link to their YouTube channel, just because they're amazing, right? And unlike me, they actually do their research. Just so you know, then I basically just offer advice based off of my experiences, right? These people, they actually do research. They actually do research, and they actually interview, and they do things that are like, so that they know what they're talking about, right? They actually know what they're talking about. Unlike me, who is just a random guy who decided they wanted to do a podcast, and so he's doing it now, right? I don't know. These people, the team at Psych2Go is just so amazing, right? And they know what they're talking about, right? And they cover one of the toughest topics to honestly talk about in the modern world is mental health, right? It's just so hard to talk about just because there's so much debate about it in general, right? And so then they decided to do their research, and they wanted to spread information about it, right? And honestly, I love getting more information, so I'm happy to watch their YouTube videos, right? And like, I don't know, information, especially about very important things like mental health, like peace treaties, like what's happening around the world, those are just important generally, right? They're important things that we need to convey, and I guess it's a piece of information, right? It's a piece of information that we all just need to know, right? Or that we all should know. I don't know. It's just like, it's a very interesting topic. I don't know. Information, I don't even know what to say about information. It's just so important. I feel like I've already said so much about it, right? My mind's just kind of drawing a blank, and so I'm just kind of using filler right about now, but I did have a plan. I swear I did have a plan. I didn't write anything down, but I swear I did have a plan for this episode. Mostly to just turn it into a sort of mental health turned video, and I kind of still want to do that, but we'll see how things go. And on the topic of mental health, as I said, Psych2Go, they're amazing. Please go watch their videos, especially if you are relatively uneducated in the way of mental health, or you want to know more or something like that. They have amazing things, right? Like they cover topics ranging from specific types of autism to highly functioning people to depression to literally like just about any mental health related thing that you can think of, right? And they've been posting videos, and I think that they recently went relatively viral. Not amazingly so, but like they went pretty big in the way of their community. And so I just like to give a special shout out to them just because they're amazing. Please go watch their videos. It's just an amazing channel just to hear that somebody else knows exactly what you went through, right? Or not exactly, but like, you know, somebody knows what you went through, and they know ways to combat it, and they know healthy ways to combat it rather. Because, like, if you think about, like, depression, right? A lot of people, they get depressed, and then they get into drugs, which then makes them more depressed, and it's just a terrible cycle. And so these people give you amazing, amazing help, just with, like, what are some healthy things to do? Whether you're a student, a parent, a teacher, whatever, right? It doesn't matter who you are. I think that, like, it all applies to you. And it all applies to you because it's information, right? Information is so, so important. And a lack of information can lead to a lot of very bad things, like fighting a battle that you didn't need to fight, right? Or creating bad habits or something like that, right? Like, I don't even know. Or spreading a truth that you believe, right? Which, by the way, I think information should not be ignored, right? Should not be ignored. Sorry, I need to enunciate my words a little bit better. But anyway, information is so important, and you can't just disregard it, right? You need to understand that it is a thing, and you need to accept that it is a thing. And then you can make an educated bias based off of that, right? Like, if all you heard was that what was happening in Ukraine would help Russia, then you would assume, oh, it's a good thing, right? It's a good thing for the world because it's helping Russia. But then on the other side of things, then if you only hear Russia is invading Ukraine unprovoked, then it's like Russia is a terrible thing and we need to go nuke them, right? But you need both sides of the story, right? You really need both sides of the story. It's so, so important. And a lack of context, I think, is one of the biggest causes of misinterpretation and miscommunication, honestly. Like, just having a lack of context, it's so important to have the context of the situation, right? Like, the Cold War, right? I've heard a few opinions about people like, well, what was I thinking? Sorry. I've heard a few people saying like, well, why didn't we just not have a war then, right? Well, you don't understand the context of the situation, right? Or why didn't we just nuke the Soviets? Well, you need to understand the context, and that context was that they also had nukes and they had their own supporters, right? It wasn't just us again. It wasn't just the international community against one union. It was, honestly, it was like split. It was split. It was like half and half, and America had their thoughts, and the Soviets had their own thoughts, right? And if they could understand, and they had the context, and they had just the thoughts from the other side, then they might actually be able to understand each other, and we might have never had, like, half of the wars that the Americas went through, right? If you think about it, right? And in the way of American independence, I know I'm reverting back to, like, American history a lot, but, like, American independence, if Britain I don't know. Information can be both good and bad, but if you just kind of ignore it, a lot of bad things can happen, like with Britain, right? They heard that we were uprising, and then they just thought, I think we're fine, because we are having our own economic problems, it's not just them, right? And so then they sent over their own little force, and then we decided to get rid of it, and then we fought for our independence, and they're like, oh, well, shoot, if we had known that this was going to happen, or if we had known exactly what they were going through, then, like, yes, we probably could have stopped it, right? We could have stopped this amazing amount of bloodshed for something I don't even know, right? I feel like the vast majority of wars that are fought, if not all wars that are fought, could be solved with simple communication, a transfer of information, right? It's just like, I don't even know. It's insane how much information just brings to you, right? Like, information, it can tell you so much, right? I don't know. And sometimes, and especially if you're a student, then you understand what I'm talking about. But there have been so many times where me as a student, then I've just been overloaded with information. And that's another side of information that you need to remember, is that humans are not meant to store every piece of information in our brains, right? We are meant to store the parts that we know and that we will use. And then we just get rid of the rest so that we can save space for other information that we're going to use, right? Like, I'll probably forget most of what I learned this year in my AP history class, right? Because I don't ever plan to be a historian, and I never really plan to use hardly anything, unless I reference it on this podcast consistently. But I don't know. I don't know. Information, if it's important, remember that that there is a limit, right? There is a limit. There's not a limit to the amount of information in the universe, but there is a limit to the amount of information one person can hold, right? Information can be so devastating to so many people, right? Like, if you received word that a relative has recently passed, then you're going to be devastated, right? Especially if you knew them well, right? But then on the other hand, if you hear that the relative that was in the hospital got better, right, or is going to get better, then you're going to be ecstatic, right? You're going to be so happy, right? It's just all information, right? It's all information, and it can make the difference. Honestly, it makes the difference. And I'd say you should know all information, you should be open to all information, right? You don't necessarily have to know absolutely everything, but I would say just be open to it, right? Like, I don't know, like, I was reading a couple of, like, political papers the other day, and I was just thinking, like, man, because I was trying to have as open of a mindset as I could, because I knew I was reading about the opposite political party to mine, and I was thinking to myself, just like, let's try to understand them. Let's try to see where they're coming from, right? And so then I did, and you know what? I feel so much better now, because I actually understand why they're making the decisions that they are, right? Everybody has a reason to make a decision, right? And it's just a lack of context for some of us, right? Like, we will probably never truly know what went through Adolf Hitler's mind when he did everything, right? We will never truly know exactly what his motives were, right? He might have told a lot of people what his quote-unquote true motives were, but I think that he had his own purpose, right? And I think that everybody, whether they're evil or they're good, they have a purpose, right? They have a purpose to what they're doing, right? It's not just, oh, I'm deciding to do it because I feel like being the hero. Even if it is, then that's a motive, right? It is a motive. I don't know. I feel like everybody has a motive, and it all drives from context and information, right? Like, if people saw, like, Superman, I haven't seen any of the Superman movies or read any of the comics or anything, but I'd assume that if people saw Superman for the first time, they would assume he's hostile and he's an alien, right? And so then we'd immediately start firing our guns at him, right? If we didn't see anything else, right? He was, as far as I know, then he was just kind of an escapee from a broken planet, right? That was him. I don't know, it's like, the biggest threat can honestly turn into your savior, like your biggest saving grace, honestly. It truly can, right? And it's just lack of context and lack of information, which just proves the point even farther how important information is. But yeah, and I'm happy that I can spread my information to you, and I hope that you guys will be a little bit more open to information that you guys hear, because I don't know, it's important to hear both sides of the story, right? It's important to hear even all sides to the story. Even if you might not agree with all the sides, then it's good to know that they were a side, right? That's what I have to say about this, and I probably should have planned out this episode a bit better, just so that I would have a little bit more structure and a little bit less ums and ers and pauses and stuff like that, but I don't know. I'm spreading information in the way that I can, and it's like 9 p.m., so I gotta get to bed, so so have a good rest of your day, try to remember what I said, and this was Random Radio, and I'm David Bolander, and thanks for listening in.